As I was saying, which actually I really can't remember now what I was saying. I must remember one day to buy more time for these audio boos instead of these 3-minute ones. My dad, he was a real Derby bloke, and he was really sort of kind of, you know, Derby. And dad, and you know, he suffered his T's and his D's, because I think they do in Derby, I've said before. And they're definitely in my ass. Come to my ass, me duck, and we'll have a bit of snap, which in Derbyshire means, you know, a bit of food, which is really strange because, again, with different parts of the country, meanings of words are different. Snap is definitely an old-fashioned Derbyshire word. And then again, there's Mardy. Don't be so bloody Mardy and pull yourself together. Which Mardy, if you don't know, is kind of like moody and you know, that sort of thing. Mardy is a word I use a lot. And the word for some people in different parts of the country use bap, or I'm trying to think what else. you know, if you ask for a bap now, we say cob. Oh, I just fancy a cheese cob, right? Well, when I lived down south, and I lived in Littlehampton, and I asked for a cob, what are you on about? What's a bloody cob? So it's like, you know, different words in different areas, I think, are quite fascinating too. Now, I had an Irish granddad. He was from Southern Ireland, you know, and he was kind of a typical sort of stereotypical Irish, I suppose. It's, you know, like, because he was that guy that would go, we bought him these handkerchiefs on this cardboard, you know, with when they were in the packaging, they were on cardboard, and he went, and how the hell am I supposed to blow my nose on them? And it was like, that was really what he was like. So it's I just think it's fascinating. I am not going to carry on now talking about accents. I'm sorry if I've bored you, but I do find it really fascinating. And the different words that we use in different areas, I think that's fascinating too. I shall say goodbye for now. And I do apologise if I've bored you and gone on. But I just, as I said, find it fascinating. And I'm repeating myself, and I won't again. So bye-bye for now, and have a lovely weekend if I don't boo in the meantime. Have fun. And, well, don't be too good. Bye-bye for now.